Hey guys, welcome back to Chatting with Katrina's podcast, and today is June 19th on a Friday, 2020. So, today I'm about to talk about how can we save the world from pollution. And my question is, where do our garbage go after we throw our garbage away, like when the garbage man pick up the garbage, you know? Like, I just have like a lot of questions for that, like, where do the garbage actually go? Do it go into a big giant asshole? Like, I know it goes into the junkyard, but where in the junkyard? Like, what place? I just wonder, you know, if you have, like, if you want to answer that question, you can message me on Anchor or you can go on YouTube. So the link is on the subscription under, you know, the whole entire title. Okay, so I'm gonna continue with this whole entire thing about pollution. And before I talk about pollution, the pool looks very nice today. It really looks very glossy. I really want to go up in that pool, but I can't because I need a bathing suit. You know, so for right now, I'm just being calm during the whole entire pandemic. You know, waiting for everything to open back up slowly and trying to get everything together. So we can all just like sit down together, take a nap, listen to our music or something. Maybe try to like listen to the podcast too at the same time. And, you know, just close your eyes. Think about puppies, flowers, something that will phase your mind at the same time. So, pollution is everywhere. Pollution is actually like one of the most biggest things happening on the planet. And I can tell you it gets worser every year with the pollution thing. Because I had like a lot of thoughts on pollution and a lot of thoughts on, you know, what's going on with the whole entire thing with the animals and all this other stuff. So I would love to talk about, you know, how we can save our planet. But I don't think there is a way to save our planet if we keep like trying to pollute it or put things like on the ground. I always want to say floor, but it's just like I call it the floor a ground. So it's different. So pollution is in our water, pollution is on the air, pollution is even on the habitats of animals, you know, where they sleep at, if you know what I'm actually trying to say. Pollution is kind of just like most of the time can be anywhere. I can be anywhere. The water, the land. You know, it's not like we could dump our trash into the volcano. So it's not like that can be easily just done. No, that can't be possible. Pollution is actually bad because most of us humans, we do be causing pollution and we do be causing, like, most of the time, pollution in the water, in the land and stuff, to where animals die. We just really terrible at everything sometimes. So some of us do good things to help and some of us just don't care. Some of us will love to help the planet, you know, like some of us will try to find ways, like me, for example, to find ways how to stop the pollution from happening. But my question is, can we actually stop pollution for real? Like, can we actually stop pollution from happening? And the answer is no. And maybe a yes. Because we won't be able to stop it unless all of us can stop it together. Unless all of us will make a change without polluting the area. which it is true. Like, all of us will stop having a war, we'll make a change. That is not going to happen, you know? So, you know, that's how the human malfunction works. Who want to go on a Disney cruise during this pandemic? Okay, so, when we are working together to save our planet, working together to help our planet be good, sometimes we can work together to keep our planet safe. Now, I'm not talking about the fish, you know, to get help, because most of us do eat fish and we need to survive over that and other stuff. But pollution actually kind of do affect, you know, how we're breathing our air and stuff. And sometimes it really do affect, like, most things, you know, now. So, like, global warming is, like, one of the most things that's happening, too. But I just feel like global warming is really the most things that is happening now instead of talking about then. Someone needs to talk to me more about this. But they really do need to, you know. Like, I learned a lot in school about global warming. I learned a lot about, you know, about my hydrogen and my nitrogen. So I learned a little bit about science. My teacher always talk about pollution, and she talk about the land and the earth, the water. And she usually talked about, like, what's going on with our planet, you know. So sooner or later, I really think that they might start having our trash going out of space. Maybe. You know, like, it would have been a question, like, for me that I thought of, like, in high school. What if we send our trash out of space? Like, what if we have our trash go out of space? You know, what will happen? You know? So I'm just asking, you know, I just got a lot of thoughts into it. Really wondering what's going to happen. And, you know, it's just a lot to even, like, talk about, what to even say, you know. Like, it's 1,000 of us out here right now. Maybe not 1,000, but I can't even count so many human beings. So that's the most craziest part about, you know, pollution, global warming, and what else? Forest fires, yeah. So, us humans may not be the only thing that causes forest fires, no. But it can be if it's, like, dry land or like, something just caught on fire there, maybe, you know. But it just cannot be us just doing the work of starting the forest fires. So, maybe it could be something else, maybe, you know. So, that's how, you know, things have worked with pollution. And it's just, like, the crazy part about it is that we all have to work together, figure out a ways how to prevent things like this from happening. But we can't, because, you know, we can't stop it from happening unless all of us just at once make a big ass change on it. If all of us at once will come together and start talking about it. If all of us at once would have did something more better than that, you know. But we can't, because that's actually, you know, something for us to even think about later on. How we can help our community get together and speak about it once another. So July is coming soon. I'm really excited about July, and, you know, I'm just really excited about the day of July, the day where we go celebrate our 4th, seriously, our 4th. So I'm going to talk about everything through the whole entire week. I'm also going to talk about a lot of stuff tomorrow too, as well, because I got big thoughts, because it's Saturday tomorrow. But Monday and Wednesday, I won't be able to do that until the afternoon. Like, get on podcast on the afternoon. So, I got tons of stuff to do. But, we're going to start talking about more about pollution, about what's going on today, about how our community start changing more because of other stuff that's happening now and what other people is doing. And, you know, let's just talk about it. Let's do it. Let's start a new way of just speaking our voices out here. And then another person will start talking about it. And then, you know, let's do it, you know, because it's a better way to do it, because nobody ever talks about global warming, pollution, none of that. You know, nobody talks about it. How can we take care of our earth? How can we take care of our community? How can we take care of our planet instead of just having war with each other? Sorry if it gets a little quiet. I'm drinking some water instead of tea because water do helps. But the reason why I'm not drinking tea tonight during this session, because I do not have sugar. I like drinking sugar with my tea, and it makes things much more easier, and it's just not the much more easiest thing to do. Like, you just drinking plain ass tea, it's not worth it. It's never worth it. Like, plain ass tea is the nastiest thing I ever tasted in life, and it tastes like you just drinking coffee, okay? It's just, that's what it tastes like. I'm sorry for the coffee drinkers out here, but yeah, I don't like plain ass tea ever. I never want to drink it ever again. I like, you know, tea with sugar, tea with flavor, tea that got lemon in it. Yes, they can say it's not healthy all they want. They can say it's just sugar water that got stuff in it, but you know, still, I like it. You know, sometimes it is addictive, but it helps. You know, it got like caffeine, but still, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do to wake yourself up early in the morning besides water. So, why I keep saying so? It's just like in the middle of me just doing a podcast, I just keep saying so. But, pollution is one of the most craziest things to even, you know, just experience or talk about, you know, because I remember I watched the video once that it was a rescue team that helped a turtle and a duck and some other animals out of the oily water. And what they did is keep them in an animal shelter or something to keep them safe. And they had washed them up with soap and water. But I don't think if our water gets oily, we should just like wash it up with soap and water. No, I don't think that's how it works. I don't know how they do it, but it's just like, to me, it's just like that video was one of the most coolest videos ever that I ever had experienced. I never had like helped an animal before, but I had watched the video. It made me happy that the animals got safe and sound and out the water in that oily water, and I start clapping my hands and I'm like, oh my gosh, that worked. They helped, you know. But it was actually like a lot of stuff. Like, pollution really do affect, it's affecting their homes. It's affecting how animals actually try to live through their habitats, especially if the trees get cut down every single day. It's normal because humans try to find ways to survive too, but we have to find a way how to grow back the trees as well, because, you know, it's just gotta be some way how to do that. You know, like, I don't know if there's such thing as tree seeds, guys, but if there are, we can just go and get some and start planting right now. Because it was this thing from this YouTube channel. It's called What If. And they talk about, what if a lot of human beings cut down all the trees around the world? And it got to be somewhere from the age of 20 through the age of 33 or 50 or something. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's really interesting. Because I like the YouTube channel called What If. They tells you what's going to happen or what's going to happen afterwards if this keeps happening, and then they just go on and on and on until it gets to the end, and then they say, well, you don't have to worry about that because something will not happen. happen again. So that's why I like the channel called What If. You should watch it. It's really a nice channel to watch. And I have no more thoughts on it. But I will tell you, pollution is everywhere, either on land, in the water, in the air. It's everywhere, guys. We have to watch our surroundings. We have to watch out where we drop our cans and stuff. We have to watch out because there are animals that are everywhere and they are really, 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 really happy to be in their environment. You know, most people don't like animals. Most people do. Most people just be like, I don't know. You know, like, how we're gonna save the earth again. You know, so we're only just doing one step at a time. We're not trying to rush through the whole entire thing. We're just doing one step at a time. You know, that's what we're doing. You know, that's how we're gonna save our planet instead of rushing it. It's not like we go shift our trash through space, you know. So what I did through the whole entire week was watch Harry Potter, and I was sleeping, and then I just took a walk through Edgewater. But about Harry Potter, I love Harry Potter. I don't care what people think. I don't care what people, you know, don't like about J.K. Rowling. I love J.K. Rowling no matter what she did or no matter what she said. It's just, you know, like, I love Harry Potter. And without Harry Potter, you know, it was just gonna be two other movies to look at, like Lord of the Rings, Twilight, all these other magical movies out here. You know, like, without J.K. Rowling, it wouldn't be no Harry Potter. It wouldn't be no movie of Harry Potter. It wouldn't be nothing without her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she created Harry Potter. She created an idea of Harry Potter. She's like one of the most people that thought of Harry Potter, you know? So I'm just saying, like, come on, just give her credit. Just give her slack, man. Don't be mad at her, you know? Like, I know there were some things that she said was wrong, maybe. I'm not saying that she's right, and I'm not saying that she's wrong. And I'm not saying that I'm on no one's side. I'm just saying, like, there are some things she said was a little bit crazy. But it's okay, because, you know, everybody makes mistakes. But then I thought of it, I'm like, wait a minute, she is not the only celebrity who has said things. Like, if you listen to most of the celebrities, they do say things too. So you cannot say she said something. But it's just like, okay, but she's not the only celebrity, because there's most people who do be either writing books or something. They do be saying the most craziest stuff on Twitter, you know. And, you know, some people forgive them, and you gotta forgive, you know. In order for you to forgive, just don't be angry at the person forever. Just forgive her, you know. You know, just give her some slack, man. Because I'm waiting for the Fantastic Beasts to come out. I'm really just waiting for it, because the Fantastic Beasts, I'm just waiting for, like, the end of the plot, like, with Thunderdoor. Yeah, did I say his name right? Yeah, Thunderdoor. Like, Thunderdoor backstory. Like, how is he, you know, him and Grindelwald defeating each other through, like, what is I'm saying? What, like, what is Thunderdoor backstory? Like, how did he defeat Grindelwald, which I meant to say? Like, how did Grindelwald and Dumbledore met? Which I did watch the first part of Fantastic Beasts, and I watched the second part, but now I'm trying to go to the third part, because I already watched the whole entire Harry Potter backstory with Ron, Ginny, Hermione, and I didn't see Malfoy's backstory, but I try to read it on, like, you know, the books and stuff. So that's why I'm really so stuck on like a lot of stuff. Like, wait a minute, what's happening in Harry Potter? What's gonna happen in Avatar? What's gonna happen anywhere else? Like, come on. I'm just waiting for next year so I could just go in the theater, rush in, and watch some more Harry Potter. You know, so, you know, for all the party poopers still stuck on last year, forget y'all. Shoot, I'm still on this year, okay? We're talking about this year. We're not talking about last year. We're talking about this year. So, this is what I'm actually going to say. If you love Harry Potter, love it. But don't be like, I'm going to cover up my tattoo because she said this, but she said some stuff last year, okay? It's last year, okay? If the post was stuff from last year on Twitter, get over it, man, okay? All of us got to grow up sometimes. And, you know, so let's just start fresh. Let's start from the top. Let's start fresh this year. Let's not hold back on what happened last year or the year before that or the year before then, because if you keep holding on back on that, you're going to be mad for the rest of your life at a person that you don't know, and you won't even know why, you know? So don't throw your books away or your movies away because she said something. You know, like, Harry Potter didn't do nothing to you. She didn't do anything to you. She didn't even try to hurt you. So why care? You know, like, I've been taught it's to not care what people think. It's to not care what people say. You know, like, it's to not care how people thought of me. What they even think about me. You know? Like, just think positive instead of negative. Think slightly good instead of positive. It's okay to express how you feel. It's okay to understand a lot of things. You know, I'm sure J.K. Rowling was just expressing how she feel. And I'm sure she's a nice lady. She's not a mean woman, you know? The way I'm trying to say woman right now. But anyways, she's not a mean person. From your perspective, she may be mean, but from my perspective, she's not. She seems nice, you know? So I'm still in her fan base. I'm still reading her books. I'm still looking at the movies. After this, I might watch some Harry Potter, speaking of that. But, yeah, you know? So what else left to even, you know, look at right now? You know? I'm just saying, for right now, I'm not trying to piss nobody off today. Just saying, guys, my phone is charging so weird. So, my day has been from the whole entire night, it's been really good, as I did expect it. I've been cooking me some shrimp noodles this morning, and it tasted good. And then I've been just trying to plan my podcast, trying to plan this YouTube video. The other part of my video didn't work out fine, so it kept on just like, I have this little weird mouth filter not working. You know, this phone just acts so weird. So now I'm trying to fix it, fix the video, fix everything else.